Show us the Father. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So when we look at these two saints, we celebrate today two saints, two great apostles, Saints Philip and Saint James. Two great apostles of the church, two great men who were called by God from the very beginning to serve Him. And they stayed true to the end. And we can see within them two various aspects of what holiness is supposed to be. But first, who are they? First, Saint Philip. Saint Philip was one of the first ones who were called to follow Christ. That's an important thing. He and Andrew were the first ones that were called by Jesus to follow Him. And immediately when Philip saw that, came and went with Him and spent a little bit of time with Jesus, he immediately recognized that He was the Christ. And so what he did was he ran. He ran to be able to find Nathanael, also known as Bartholomew, to be able to bring him to find Jesus. And Bartholomew said, "Can any good thing come from Nazareth?" Had such prejudice in his heart, saying, "Nothing good can come from a Nazarene." And what happened was that Philip said to him, "Well, come and see. Come and see." Showing that he was a man of great faith. In fact, all throughout his works, even the one which we have here in the gospel today, where he says, "Show us the Father and that will be enough." He's saying, "Look, I already believe that you're the Son, but show us the Father. That's the one thing I haven't seen yet." He didn't fully understand, like we talked about last night in our Bible study, that the Father and the Son are co-equal, co-eternal, existing forever. And when you see one, you see the other. That's what Jesus is giving the teaching here today. That's the life of faith that we see lived out in St. Philip. But also, we can look at the life of St. James. St. James, this great pillar of the faith. We see him all throughout. He is actually the one who wrote the letter of James, which we have in the Bible, which is there at the very end, that small little letter that compacts the whole of the gospel into just five chapters, the essentials of the gospel's teachings and how to organize your life in accordance with Christ's teaching. What we see within his life, that his life was lived out in extreme devotion to Jesus Christ, extreme following of him, such that after Jesus' death, everybody around him, including the Jews who hated the Christians, respected him. They would even grab the tassels of his cloak as he passed by as a sign of respect for him and his great holiness. They called him St. James the Just. Of his deep life of intense prayer, of his deep charity for others who were in his midst. And that is why he was the only one who stayed in Jerusalem of the apostles after the death of Christ and the great persecution that happened, which also made him become the first one murdered or martyred in that city. One of the great stories about him is that he's called Camel Knees. He was called Camel Knees because he so often and for such great periods of time would prostrate himself before God in prayer, prostrating him, that his knees developed such great calluses that they said they were as strong as camel's hooves. Such was his life of prayer. And so we see from him what the life of works ought to be. Because it is in the letter of St. James that we find that faith by itself is of no avail, he says. But let me show you my faith in what I do with my works. Showing that both are necessary. And so we see here in the life of St. Philip some of the most important things of the faith. We see that they represent in their holiness, even though that they are together forever in eternity in that basilica, side by side buried there. We see that the two aspects of holiness in the church. First is because St. Philip preaches that we need to have faith, but St. James reminds us that we also have to have those works which follow up our faith. St. Philip says that we need to have those holy aspirations to keep God always in mind, to recognize his holiness and to trust in him. But St. James says, above all, we need to have a purity of heart in order to make good on those aspirations. And so those are the two things that we ask for today in Holy Mass. Lord, give me true faith in your presence here in the Blessed Sacrament and your work in my life. But let me do something to show that I do believe it. To say, Lord, I have great aspirations to do good things for you. I want to bring my family back to you. I want to love you, and I want to hate all these sins that keep coming up in my life. But Lord, the only way it's going to happen is if I have, like St. James, a real purity within my soul. If you ask God for these things through the intercession of these saints today, he will grant them to you. The only thing I urge you, and this is from me and not from the saints, is don't become frustrated with yourselves if you don't make it today or tomorrow, because God is still working. He still works with those who have deep desires and who are willing to make those steps to act upon them. Praised be Jesus Christ. Amen.